Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Bjorn Baker's on the move and he joins us. Morning to you, Bjorn.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, I was just talking to Bob Peters. There's just a build-up around the spring already, isn't there?
Yeah, it is. It's, we're not even in the height of winter yet, and I think everyone's starting to look forward to it. There's a heap of new races. It's exciting times, and hopefully I've got a horse or two that can pick up some of it.
Just on that, what is the latest with Champagne Cuddles?
Yeah, she's back into the stable on Monday and really looking forward to her coming back. Very good preparation last time. She ran some super races in the autumn, particularly in the TJ Smith, where she's probably a little bit unlucky not to to run second. And that's always a good form race. So can't wait to get her back in.
The other one that I'm intrigued about is she, well, you tell us whether we'll probably see her as a three-year-old next, but Let Her Pour. She's only raced once. It was back in the Sweet Embrace. Did she have an issue out of that?
Oh, no, she's a filly that just needs time, and it was a really good run that day. So third at her first start, she's by reduced choice, but she's got a great pedigree, and I think she's come back stronger. So hopefully we'll just play it one step at a time, and whether she sort of kicks on to the spring fillies races or we may even look at the Magic Millions Carnival. So we've got plenty of options with her, but I do think she's a good filly, and I think she'll continue to get better.
Has she developed? I mean, given that you went to the paddock fairly early?
Yeah, she's definitely come on, and she's got quite a big frame, so she's still got a... I still think probably early next year she'll be better, but excited to get her up and going this time.
Yeah, and if she's a Magic Millions, a good time of the year to be there, mate.
Yeah, it is, for sure. No, it's a carnival I'm very fond of.
Righto, so there are a couple that we'll certainly watch out for, and I know there's others. You got the chance, though, to win a Group 1 in Brisbane on the weekend with Ira Thea. 17 comes in a few with the emergencies if they don't get a run, Bjorn. What's your initial thought there?
Oh, I'm not too worried about it. She goes forward anyway, so she'll be able to roll forward. She's in good order. I think her run in the Stradbroke was probably a little bit better than it looks. There's a heap of speed on. She had to come across, and she's probably on the wrong part of the track, as it turned out. But she's bounced through that well. Prior to that, she was a really good force in the Kingsford Smith. And prior to that, of course, won the Hawkesbury Crown. So she's been pretty consistent this time in. And what looks an even race, she's not out of it. She'll be up on speed, and she's fit. She's well.
There's good pace. Well, your filly has got it. Your mare, I should say, has got it as well. But there's good pace around her. It looks like it's genuine early, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And she's got good tactical speed, so... she'll put herself right there. We won't change anything, and she's tough, so she keeps giving. And regardless of what happens, it's been a great preparation for her and the owners.
And a large group of owners, mate, for Derby. I mean, you see these syndication groups, and they're just giving us so much, aren't they, with large groups of owners?
Yeah, for sure, and it's been a great ride with Orithia, and she's a very valuable broodmare now, so... No, Derby are great to deal with. I'm very lucky to have horses with them, and we've had a fair bit of luck together. So exciting for Saturday.
Yep, understand. What about back home? We're on a heavy eight at Randwick, and I know today looks okay, but we're going to be probably on an eight. Does that suit both of yours, Oneness and Connemara?
Yeah, I think Oneness brings fitness to the race, and I think that's the key with them. Blinkers go back on. I've only had him this preparation, and I thought his run last weekend wasn't too bad, even though he finished well back. He just sort of half missed the jump and got back on a slow tempo. And Connie Marr is going well. Her run on a wet track first up was really good. She's definitely not out of it. She's a mare with talent, and I think we're yet to see the best of her.
I love the run the other day. It was a heavy eight, which gives us good positive feel for Saturday, but she really did fight really hard behind Gongs.
Yeah, it was a good run. I thought she had it, the 50 out, and I think she's taken good improvement from it.
Okay, so they're the two there. And just before I let you go, you got a couple there at Wyong today, Perigord and Dr. Zeus in races 4 and 7. Any confidence there for us?
Yeah, I think they're both going well. Dr. Zeus has been super consistent. He probably deserves to win one in provincial gradings, but he'll be up on speed with Blake Chenon. And Perigord's been shown talent. I think he's been gelded since the last race. He's going well. He looks good. His trials have been good. He's got talent, and I think if he runs up to what he's shown us at home, he should be very competitive.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, good luck over the next few days. I hope they all run well for you, particularly in the big Group 1.
Thanks, Andrew.